Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the crop acreage reporting process. Cass County producers are reminded to file a crop acreage report with our office. 2015 Cass County certification process is by appointment. Please contact our office to schedule. To ensure maximum use of your time and to ensure you are afforded our full attention to your important business needs, call our office ahead of your visit to set up an appointment and discuss any records or documentation you may need to have with you when you arrive for your appointment. 2015 certification includes all crops planted this spring. It also includes any ongoing or perennial crops as well as CRP. These would include annual certification if pasture is used for grazing and any perennial alfalfa or grass that was not certified by the December 2014 deadline. Remember to provide planting dates when you certify. To save time and ensure efficient service, please call or stop by our office, the Cass County FSA office, to schedule an appointment. Next, some Conservation Reserve Program cover maintenance notes. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which began May 15th and extends through August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If the CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, CRP producers are reminded they need to contact the local FSA office and request an extension to complete their mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before September 30th of this year. Next, some brief reminders about the 2014 Crop Year Marketing Assistance Loans. Producers are reminded they only have 1 week left to take advantage of FSA's nine-month marketing assistance loans. The May 2015 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.25%, and Cass County's 2014 loan rates are $1.85 per bushel for corn and $4.92 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2014 crops through May 31st, 2015. If producers currently have grain under a marketing assistance loan and it's going to be fed to livestock or sold, and is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that needs to be in the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe. Producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a two-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. Producers who also take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm stored grain as collateral are also reminded they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan, so be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage on the farm stored grain held under loan. And now, direct guaranteed and beginning farmer loan financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farmer operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. And finally, conservation compliance. Producers and landowners are reminded that prior to removing or clearing any trees, fence rows, or building sites, as well as completing any tiling or sod busting activities on their property, they're reminded of the need to visit the USDA Service Center and complete a revised AD-1026 Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification Form with our office. As the name of the form implies, producers completing the AD-1026 form are certifying compliance with highly erodible land and wetland provisions. While the AD-1026 form is continuous and does not need completed for land each year, producers do need to complete a new AD-1026 form certifying they are still in compliance each time a change is made bringing new land into production. In addition, beginning with the 2016 crop year, producers wishing to be eligible for federal crop insurance premium subsidies on any federally reinsured crop insurance policy must certify they're in compliance with highly arable land and wetland conservation provisions. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.